This is the Internet Multicasting Service. Hopper Audio presents William Shakespeare's play, Julius Caesar. Julius Caesar, played by Sir Ralph Richardson, is assassinated by a man he thought was his friend.
I prithee, boy, run to the Senate House. Stay not to answer me, but get thee gone. Why dost thou stay?
To know my errand, madam.
I would have had thee there and here again, ere I can tell thee what thou shouldst do there. O constancy, be strong upon my side. Set a huge mountain between my heart and tongue. I have a man's mind but a woman's might. How hard it is for women to keep counsel. Art thou here yet?
Oh, madam, what should I do? Run to the capital and nothing else, and so return to you and nothing else?
Yes. Bring me word, boy, if thy lord look well, for he went sickly forth, and take good note what Caesar doth, what suitors press to him. Hark, boy, what noise is that?
I hear none, madam.
Prithee, listen well. I heard a bustling rumour like a fray, and the wind brings it from the capital.
Sooth, madam, I hear nothing.
Come hither, fellow. Which way hast thou been?
At my own house, good lady.
What is the clock?
About the ninth hour, lady.
Is Caesar yet gone to the capital?
Madam, not yet. I go to take my stand to see him pass on to the capital.
Thou hast some suit to Caesar, hast thou not?
That I have, lady. If it will please Caesar to be so good to Caesar as to hear me, I shall beseech him to befriend himself.
Why? Knowest thou any harms intended towards him?
None that I know will be. Much that I fear may chance. Good morrow to you. Here the street is narrow. The throng that follows Caesar at the heels, of senators, of praetors, common suitors, will crowd a feeble man almost to death. I'll get me to a place more void, and there speak to great Caesar as he comes along.
I must go in. I see how weak a thing the heart of woman is. Oh, Brutus, the heavens speed thee in thine enterprise. Sure the boy heard me. Brutus has a suit that Caesar will not grant. Oh, I grow faint. Run, Eustace, and commend me to my lord. Say, I am merry. Come to me again, and bring me word what he doth say to thee.
The Ides of March are come.
I, Caesar, but not God.
Hail, Caesar! Read this schedule.
Trebonius doth desire you to read at your best leisure this his humble suit.
Oh, Caesar, read mine first, for mine the suit that touches Caesar dearer. Read it, great Caesar.
What touches us ourself shall be last served.
Delay not, Caesar. Read it instantly.
What? Is the fellow mad?
Sirrah, give place.
What? Urge you your petitions in the street? Come to the capital.
I wish your enterprise today may thrive.
What enterprise? Papilius!
Fare you well.
What said Papilius, Lima? You wish today our enterprise might thrive. I fear our purpose is discovered.
Look how he makes to Caesar. Mark him.
Yes, go. Be sudden, for we fear prevention. Brutus, what shall be done? Let this be known. Cassius or Caesar never shall turn back. I will slay myself.
Cassius, be confident. Papilius Lima speaks not of our purposes.
Oh, look, he smiles.
Caesar does not change.
Yes, now is his time. For the duke of Dublin, he rules Mark Antony out of the way. Then ask him to let him go and presently prefer his suit to Caesar.
He is at rest. Press near and second him.
Castor, you are the first to clear your hand.
Are we all ready? What is now amiss that Caesar and his Senate must redress?
Most high, most mighty, and most puissant Caesar, the jealous Simba throws before thy seat an humble heart.
I must prevent thee, Simba. These couchings and these lowly courtesies might fire the blood of ordinary men and turn pre-ordinance and first decree into the law of children. Be not fond to think that Caesar bears such rebel blood that will be thawed from the true quality with that which melteth fools. I mean sweet words, low crooked curtsies, and base spaniel fawning. Thy brother by decree is banished. If thou dost bend and pray and fawn for him, I spurn thee like a cur out of my way. No, Caesar doth not wrong, nor without cause will he be satisfied.
Is there no voice more worthy than mine own, to sound more sweetly in great Caesar's ear for the repealing of my banished brother?
I kiss thy hand, but not in flattery, Caesar, desiring thee that Publius Cimber may have an immediate freedom of repeal.
What? Brutus?
Pardon, Caesar.
Caesar, pardon.
As low as to thy foot doth Cassius fall, to beg enfranchisement for Publius Cimber.
I could be well moved if I were as you. If I could pray to move, prayers would move me. But I am constant as the northern star, of whose true fixed and resting quality there is no fellow in the firmament. The skies are painted with unnumbered sparks. They are all fire, and every one doth shine. But there's but one in all doth hold his place. So in the world, is furnished well with men, and men of flesh and blood and apprehensive. Yet in the number I do know but one that unassailable holds on his rank unshaped of motion. And that I am he, let me a little show it, even in this. That I was constant Cimber should be banished, and constant do remain to keep him so.
Oh, Caesar!
Hence, wilt thou lift up Olympus?
Great Caesar!
Doth not Brutus bootless kneel?
Speak hands for me!
Then, poor Caesar.
Liberty! Freedom! Tyranny is dead! Run hence, proclaim! Cry it about the streets!
Come to the common pulpit and cry out, liberty, freedom, and enfranchisement!
People and senators, be not affrighted! Fly not! Stand still! Ambition's debt is paid.
Stand to the pulpit, Brutus.
And Cassius still.
Where's Publius?
Here, I'm quite confounded by this mutiny.
Stand fast together, lest the friend of Caesar should
Cause judge not you. Of standing. Publius, good cheer. There is no harm intended to your person or to no Roman else. So tell them, Publius.
And leave us, Publius, lest that the people rushing on us should do your age some mischief.
Do so, and let no man abide this deed but we, the doers.
Where is Anthony?
Led to his house of Maine. Men, wives, and children scare, cry out, and run as if we're doomsday.
Fates, we will know your pleasures. That we shall die, we know. 'Tis but the time and drawing days out that men stand upon.
Why, he that cuts off 20 years of life cuts off so many years of fearing death.
Grant that, and then is death a benefit. So are we Caesar's friends that have abridged his time of fearing death. Stoop, Romans, stoop. And let us bathe our hands in Caesar's blood up to the elbows, and besmear our swords. Then walk we forth even to the marketplace, and waving our red weapons o'er our heads, let's all cry peace, freedom, and liberty.
Stoop then, and wash. How many ages hence shall this our lofty scene be acted over, in states unborn, and accents yet unknown?
How many times shall Caesar bleed in sport, that now on Pompey's basis lies along no worthier than the dust?
So oft as that shall be, so often shall the knot of us be called the men that gave their country liberty.
What shall we forth?
Aye, every man away. Brutus shall lead, and we will brace his heels with the most boldest and best hearts of Rome.
This has been Harper Audio. HarperCollins is the copyright owner of this recording and has consented to a limited distribution of Harper Audio as an 8 kHz computer sound file on Internet Town Hall. It is a violation of United States and international copyright laws to copy these recordings in any other way. Harper Audio is a trademark of HarperCollins Publishers, Inc. To order a copy of this tape or to request a catalog of all Harper Audio spoken word cassettes, please call 1-800-C-HARPER or 717-941-1214 or send mail to harper@town.hall.org. This has been a production of the Internet Multicasting Service. Support for Harper Audio is provided by HarperCollins and by Sun Microsystems and O'Reilly & Associates. Network connectivity for the Internet Multicasting Service is provided by UUNET Technologies and MFS DataNet.